Let's do it. It's time for our in-house veggie monger. Used to be a former, the monger formerly known as the meat monger, our good friend Sean Kelly from Black Angus, Five Meats and Game. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Which one you want today? You want the woe is me, Sean, or you want the happy-go-lucky Sean, or you want the real Sean? Which Sean do you want?
Mix it up for us, buddy.
Try all three.
Mix it up for us. Go ahead.
Well, I'm already grossed out by the last segment there, so you can tell where I'm going with that.
We've all been there. I know exactly what he was talking about, man. That is
I'm Irish, not Italian.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. A wonderful long Victoria Day weekend. These weekends are very special to your industry, obviously, because it means it's barbecue time, whether it's at home in the backyard or away at the cottage. Barbecues are going, and there's only one thing that hooks up with a good barbecue, and that is a chunk of meat. And so you're in your glory right now, huh?
I hope I'm in my glory. It looks like she's going to be a decent one. I think it's a little bit hesitant yesterday in respect to the north here, people iffing, but I was driving out to Ravenhurst and Ballot today, and all the docks are exposed, so maybe the word's out. And then I heard this morning that the Sarge told me that the bans have been lifted in respect to water travel, so
yes,
let's go.
Yeah, let's have at it, man. Let's get going.
But I do have a pet peeve, though.
Oh, okay.
Does nobody in this Ontario province of ours want to work anymore?
Well, I'm working. Steven's working. You're working. Yeah. That's three.
Yeah, yeah. That's three of us. But we have been advertising for help up here and basically in all the stores now for probably 3 months, trying to get people on board. Guess who's working in Mac Tier today?
Guessing you?
Yeah.
You're talking to them. And that's it.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. And everybody is complaining about the same thing. Every single place, a lot of places have not opened yet. No help.
No, I know. The tourism industry is crying the blues big time right now. They just can't get people to work for the summer at their lodges and resorts and camps and stuff. That's the biggest problem.
Can you imagine as a kid, what I did was I went from a paper route to working cleaning buses. Can you imagine if somebody came to me at that point in time and said, Sean, would you like to go to Muskoka, Georgia Bay, live up for 3 or 4 months up there, room and board, all people your age, when your free time is your free time, do what you want, and you would, I can't believe that people aren't jumping on these jobs.
It's crazy. It's absolutely insane, I know.
And you guys have internet up there?
Yeah, exactly. And it's all to do with, our current direction for our society. I mean, we just... And that's why we keep pushing it on programs like this. You know, the importance of heading out. Get out. We call it the outdoors. Call it whatever you want. Just get out and do stuff. Work in that environment and embrace it, enjoy it. We become so urbanized. What are you going to do? Now you're depressing. You're depressing me. I don't want to be depressed. I was feeling great.
You don't want to be depressed at your age. You'll have to, that's good for you. You know, another birthday's coming up, as I understand, right? But, like I said, realistically, you get up this morning here and the sun is shining and you're up before everybody else. You're driving around. You're looking. Everything's clear and calm. Versus being in your basement with your windows closed, lying there and deciding what you're going to do today. Come on. Like, this is the life. And even today is a perfect example. You miss today. Today there's no flies, no black flies, no nothing. The weather's good. You know, I mean, it's a perfect opportunity to get out, cruise around. And again, it's a beautiful traveling time between a Saturday morning on a long weekend until Monday morning on a long weekend. Everybody's settled. You can get out, see stuff, and enjoy a barbecue, eat with your friends, have a few beverages, Of course, it's like winners on his hands and knees, whatever the hell that's all about.
So we got depressed, Sean,
complaining Sean. Yep. Now we need a happy Sean.
Oh, I'm going to make him happy right now. My lovely daughter was in your Mississauga store and picked up a roast for this weekend. And the game plan is to put it in the barbecue apparently for about 6 hours.
Ooh.
And
ooh.
I need you to go over that with me. That seems like a long, long process.
Well, just like all the Viola women, yes. Your daughter changed her mind 47 times in 7 days. So what she picked up yesterday is a surprise to me till right this moment, because I had no idea what she was going to do. My buddy Chris must have forced this leg of this ponder. It's called a ponderosa hip, okay? It must be. It's massive. So if you don't have that big barbecue, you better get two and put them together.
I think it'll fit. My question to you, and by the way, you know, you mentioned the lovely ladies in my life. I mean, that's got nothing to do with me. It's handed down by the Countess, you know, and so, you know.
That's what I just said, the Viola women.
Yeah, exactly. Royalty. It's been a real challenge the last 40 years living in that environment.
And you want to put that into perspective into an outdoor story. If you're walking through the woods and you're talking to yourself and your wife's not there, are you still wrong?
Of course you are, because it, somehow, some ways, somewhere, it's going to get back to her. So, of course.
No, you'll be dumb enough to repeat it to her. You'll say, I had this great idea in the forest. And she'll say, why didn't you just leave that stupid thing there?
Exactly. So I got to put this in the barbecue for 6 hours. Is that correct?
Low and slow. As low as your barbecue can go, you got a rotisserie, right?
Yes.
Okay. Low and slow. Put it on. Keep it as low as you can. If you can get that sucker down to 160, 170, something like that, let it go. Keep a meat thermometer into it. Once you get that sucker to about 115 or 120 in the middle, leave the rotisserie on, keep the barbecue closed, and just let it roll. Don't cook it anymore.
So just shut her down.
Shut her down, let it roll, okay? And now, it will continue to cook, and the outside will be more done than the inside, so you can work your way through it. You can be like, you talked before about dragging your knuckles. By the end of tonight, you will be dragging your knuckles, because you'll be have that bone walking around like Fred Flintstone, wonking people with it.
What if they folks don't have a rotisserie? Does that mean they can't do a roast on a barbecue?
And all there's different ways to do it. It'd be pretty tough to put it straight on a barbecue that way if you didn't have a rotisserie. But you could, for example, if you had an open fire, you could basically hang it by the bone over the fire and let it swing over it. That'd be a great way to do it. But again, there's different ways to do it. You just have to make sure the heat is not concentrated on one spot for an extended period of time. It's got to rotate due to the size of the piece of meat.
What, could you not just put it in a roasting, one of those tin foil roasting pans that you buy at the grocery store, and just put it in like you would in the oven?
I haven't seen it. Isn't it a hip? Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it either, to be honest with you, but I'm told that it took
two
people.
You're not getting it in your oven. You're not getting it in your oven.
It took two people to put it in her vehicle, so that's all I can tell you. So, anyways.
Yeah, so all that bragging about the size of your unit, it better be true.
You got her, buddy. You got her. We'll find out this weekend. Speaking of weekends, what's in store at the shops this weekend?
Everything. We're just barbecue mode everywhere. Everybody's all stressed out except for me, as you can tell, right?
Yes.
But don't worry, guys. It'll be over in about 40 years.
If all goes well, right?
Yeah.
Head down to your local Black Angus Meat store. The closest one to this particular area, of course, is in Mississauga at 360 Rivas Road, just north of Lakeshore in Mississauga. Go in there, check it out. Tell them you want a chunk of meat for the barbecue this weekend, and they'll be more than happy to look after you. Of course, if you're in the MacTier and Thornbury areas, there's stores
there.
Bring
your resume.
Bring a resume. He'll give you a free chunk of meat. How's that?
That's right. I will. And a
job.
All
right, brother. I got to run, my friend. You have yourself a great weekend.
Take care, guys.
Black Angus Fine Meats and Game. That's blackangusmeat.com. Blackangusmeat.com. Recipes, meat, and even some veggie burgers for you. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.